It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Tuesday, it's primary election day in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, and Texas. This week, we're all watching Georgia, where there's a proxy battle between Trumpism and the rest of the Republican Party. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been supporting Governor Brian Kemp, the Republican incumbent. He appeared at an event on Monday, going up directly against the former guy, who's endorsed Kemp's primary opponent, former Republican Senator David Perdue. Trump recruited Perdue to run, and he sunk $2.5 million of his own campaign cash into Perdue's race. Trump even called in to Perdue's tele-town hall on Monday night. Yeah, that should tell you something, because he didn't fly to Georgia to do it in person. He said that Perdue, quote, is the only candidate who can beat Stacey Abrams, because I don't believe Kemp can do it. He's got too many people in the Republican Party that will refuse to vote. Ugh. But even with those rousing words of encouragement, if that's what it was, Kemp leads Perdue by around 22 points. Perdue was asked by a reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution if he'd accept the results of the election. And he answered in the Trumpiest way possible, quote, depends on if there's fraud or not. Okay. And as Georgians go to the polls today, we learn that early voting has surged to record levels in that primary. More than 800,000 ballots were cast ahead of today's voting. But we're not done with Georgia yet. Remember Brad Raffensperger? He's Georgia's Secretary of State, who actually followed the law when he was overseeing the 2020 elections and refused the former guy's many clumsy attempts to overturn it. As with Kemp, Trump has blasted Raffensperger for not doing his dirty work around the election and recruited a primary candidate to run against him. In this case, it's Republican Congressman Jody Heiss, who has also parroted lies and made up nonsense about the election. But unlike the Kemp-Perdue race, in this case, the limited polling is showing a very, very close matchup, and they could be headed for a June runoff if neither of them gets over 50% tonight. But wait, there's still more. Senator Raphael Warnock is defending the seat he just won. He is unopposed in the primary, but getting ready for the fall when it appears that Senator Warnock will run against former NFL pro and Trump-endorsed football player Herschel Walker, who's never held elected office. All three, Warnock, Herschel Walker, and Raffensperger, are all expected to easily win their nominations. Moving on to Alabama, the race is on to fill the seat of retiring Senator Richard Shelby. In this race, Trump backed Congressman Mo Brooks back in 2021 in a show of support. Brooks had spoken at Trump's rally on the Ellipse before the January 6th attack on the Capitol, but his numbers have been slipping in polls, and Donald Trump recently rescinded his endorsement and never re-endorsed in the race. Well, funny thing happened. After Trump pulled his endorsement, Brooks' poll numbers began surging. This one, too close to predict. Stay tuned. In Arkansas, in the Senate Republican primary, incumbent Senator John Boozman is facing a primary challenge from another football player. This time it's Jake Bickett, for whatever that's worth. And in Texas, it's the runoff from the election they held in March. The biggie here is in Texas's 28th district, where conservadem incumbent Henry Cuellar, the only remaining anti-choice member of the Democratic House caucus. And he's challenged by progressive Jessica Cisneros. And I think third time is the charm. President Biden is on his way home after a meeting with the other leaders of the Quad Nations, Japan, India, and Australia, at an in-person summit in Tokyo, where they discussed the ongoing war in Ukraine and other pressing issues. According to a joint statement, the leaders talked about their responses to the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and reiterated their, quote, strong resolve to maintain the peace and stability in the region. There's peace and stability in the region? Sorry. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials reported Russian aerial strikes in east-central Ukraine and heavy fighting in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russian forces are trying to advance. And now, new satellite images appear to show Russian ships stealing Ukrainian grain. President Zelensky has accused Russia of gradually stealing Ukrainian food products and trying to sell them. Oh, man. And finally, as if COVID surging again wasn't enough angst for you, the world is now seeing a global outbreak of monkeypox. There's one confirmed case of monkeypox and four suspected cases in the U.S. The confirmed case is a man in Massachusetts. The other four are suspected cases in men in New York, Florida, and Utah. The CDC saying that while anyone can get or spread monkeypox, a, quote, notable fraction of cases in this latest outbreak are happening among gay and bisexual men. As a result, the CDC decided to hold a news conference about the outbreak now because LGBTQ Pride Month usually kicks off around Memorial Day weekend, and officials want to make sure the community was well aware of the situation. One leading advisor to the World Health Organization described the unprecedented outbreak of monkeypox as a, quote, random event that might be explained by sexual transmission between men at two raves that were held in Spain and Belgium. If it's not one thing, it's another. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.